Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
On demand audio.
Now let's get to Tyrus.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, good to have you on this week. How are you doing?
Always a pleasure.
So we were looking over this Gillette ad.
Got a little issue going on.
Last week you and I talked about toxic masculinity when it was just like, oh, the APA said that we need to tone down the masculinity, the competitiveness of and the stoicism of men. And since then, Gillette has come out with this ad, and they basically, the best a man can get, the Gillette slogan there, they're coming out and they're basically saying, all right, men, we can do better. Let's do better. And if we do better, we'll raise better men. And I think you're a great person to ask that opinion from. So what'd you think when you saw it?
If the issue was just be better, I have absolutely no problem with that. We should all strive to be better. My problem was the stereotyping. The barbecue pit scene really bugged me. Could you imagine if they had a bunch of women standing in a row with their arms crossed with muffins or cookies with aprons on?
Yeah.
Like, how, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. How would that go over?
So the barbecue pit scene that you're talking about is dad standing around and some kids wrestling in the backyard.
It wasn't even kids wrestling. It was one kid pummeling another kid.
Yeah.
While they all giggled and laughed. The stereotypes and blankets, I hate it. The commercial seemed more like an attack, like this plague of masculine men attacking everybody, and the cyber thing was statistically not masculine men who were doing the cyber stalking. What killed me, what bothered me, was it was like a blanket statement, and my comments were, you know, it's all women's obviously should be respected. We all should strive to be better, but to blame one group, to blame masculine men for the problem, to me was ridiculous. You know, where is the outrage at, you know, how Instagram and social media and celebrities like the Kardashians, they put how much important it is to be filters on your face and cosmetic surgeries is the only way you'll be pretty, and how many likes determines your worth as a woman. Like, there's a million things. There's a lot of hands, just like there's bad men. Irresponsible women are just to blame. Like, there's bad apples, but my argument is that generally in American society, most people do the right thing. And when we do have issues of sexual harassment or inequality, when it is put out in the public light, usually they're treated like villains. You know, even old movies, look at 9 to 5, just to put it in the context. He wasn't the good guy, wasn't the misogynistic sexual harassing boss. He was the villain.
Yeah.
So we've known for a long time that stuff's not okay. And to put it all on men, I think, was unfair. And then, you know, of course, Buffy the Original Vampire Slayer sent me a picture after I did the story last night on Fox News, and it was a picture of two girls walking with Gillette signs on their butt. And I posted, I was like, come on, man, if you're gonna throw shade, at least don't be part of the tree, you know. And then, it was my mic drop moment. But,
you are Spartacus. Like, you need to say it's your Spartacus moment. You can take that back.
Like, come on, fella. Like, come on. You know, like, we all need to be better.
This, the thing, I had seen the headline. It was creeping out there. And these are types of, generally, to me, I get really annoyed when people who aren't in my line of thinking get really worked up about things that I think they could just take a pass on. And the Gillette ad was that for me. It's like, I could get worked up about this, and I had taken a pass, but it's there's been a groundswell, and I think it's responsible to address it. So I watched it in full for the first time this morning. And at the end, all I could think of is, Is this gross that Gillette is trying to capitalize on a Me Too movement for an ad campaign? Because you know what you're supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be telling me, even as a female, because men's razors shave legs better than women's razors do. If I'm
it's such a great point, because you know what? And what's the difference between men and women razors? Women razors are pink and
exactly.
cost more money.
Exactly.
But I would argue, as a professional wrestler, I'm not afraid to use the pink Venus to shave my chest and arms and legs, is a little better because high def TV is very, you know, that catch up on the pimples and bumps. But and I'm a barbecuer. That was another thing that got me upset. I barbecue. And I don't think I've ever been sexually harassing people while I'm flipping burgers and stuff. That's a very focused art form. And I didn't appreciate that. But I don't mean to make jokes about it, but their whole
I think we should be
sexist.
Yeah.
The fact that you are gender specific, pink razors are for the ladies and they're more expensive. What's up with that? And blue is for the gents.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's that about? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, clean up your own backyard first. Show your or maybe if they said, listen, we've done for years we've done borderline sexist, misogynistic commercials, and we're gonna clean ourselves up, you know, with the razors and whatever, and we're gonna be better, and we're gonna just sell buy razors if you're hairy.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. We'll give you a good clean shave, and you know what? We'll knock $5 off our ridiculously overpriced product just for you guys.
Yeah, completely.
That's the best that a man can get.
Well, when I'm watching a Gillette ad, and I'm like, oh, we've had an outbreak here of revelation of a lot of these people in the Me Too, the villains in the Me Too movement here. A lot of them come from the industry that wants to support and push these types of overreaching, very stereotypical opportunities. You got to fit this whole statement, and I'm looking at it right now, in 1:48. Meanwhile, there is a way to use good examples of men that do exist, and they exist all around me every day, at home, at work, in my social life, in my church life. I am surrounded by wonderful men raising wonderful men. Show me those people. Make the point from a positive angle instead of Gillette, you're on the moral high ground. How did that even happen? Where are the stairs? Yeah. How do I get up there?
You know, the one example that bothered me, Terry Crews. Great actor, and tremendous courage for him to come forward and talk about his truth. If the commercial would have been about honoring him in a specific situation, about being responsible and coming out and putting your attacker on blast and telling your truth, I would have absolutely no problem with it. But it was just like a montage. Look, man, look what you're all responsible for. And I think it's a group thing. There's just as many irresponsible women. Yes, of course. When it comes to sexual harassment and things like that, men are typically, you know, historically the ones who are in the wrong. But that's because of position of power and stuff like that. But the whole point of that stuff is talk about the actual individuals. Go up against actual stuff, because fake, then one of the guy who was on, I think Brennan or the other dude who was on the show with me last night, he was like, 4 out of 5 men sexually harass women. I was like, there's 3 dudes on this panel.
Which are you?
You know what I'm saying?
You're like, I know it's not me, so which one are you?
It's fake stats.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between sexual harassment and somebody asking you out on a date at work and you saying no. Mm-hmm. But there's no, we don't have a difference. We just bunch it all together. So I'll say, and I'm getting along because I get upset about this, but generally, most people are good people, and when we have bad apples, we're dealt with them, and when we have a victim who comes forward, we usually rally to support them, and typically, if somebody comes out and says, such and such did this to me, he lost his job before we've even figured out whether it was true or not.
Yeah.
So I think that we need to just come down to earth, like I said, Gillette, clean up your backyard, stop having young girls wearing bodysuits with Gillette on it, or, you know, doing stuff. If you're going to, like I say, clean up your own act, then you can... You know, then you can start pointing fingers.
Or just advertise razors.
Or just sell razors. How about a nice green razor? You know what I'm saying? I would like that.
Very neutral. You know, the one thing that I have been thinking about a lot when I've heard the reaction to this, and I've heard several people talk about how, it's wrong to be man now. You can't be masculine in any way, shape, or form, and that just automatically makes you wrong. The one thing that I think is interesting that not many people talk about is the same group of individuals who are pushing this type of toxic masculinity. This has actually come after toxic femininity. I'll tell you what, being a woman who is, I'm a mom and I work full time. I am the breadwinner in the house. I make more money than my husband. My husband's a teacher. So he's doing something that is traditionally a female job, but he is a fantastic teacher. I have been told what kind of woman I'm supposed to be. I supported the president in 2016. I'm told that as a woman that that's wrong. Femininity, which in my opinion, when used correctly and appropriately, is maybe the most powerful force on the face of this planet. The same group of people trying to take the masculinity away from men have already tried to take femininity away from women. And I don't think that we are biologically made to work in the function that they want us to work in.
No, and isn't it funny how they want to take one out of box and then put another one in a box? Like, women have to be a certain way. No, they don't. You know, it's like the Million Women March. Yeah, that's 1 million women march because they didn't like the president and they were fighting for what their belief system was. But there was 55 million women who still went to work that day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the disparity is just laughable to me. Everyone has a right to be any way they want to be as long as they're not hurting others. And if a woman is the breadwinner, if a woman wants to be a boxer, if a woman wants to play in the NFL, it's like her right, her choice, her dream, and the United States allows that. Are there hurdles? Are there roadblocks? Yes, but I argue everybody has a man, woman, race, gender. Doesn't matter. We're all going to get hit in the mouth with something. It's just whether we have the intestinal fortitude, the late Gorilla Monsoon would say, to go forward and overcome. So I just think that Gillette, sell you damn razors, and I don't need anyone telling me how to live my life. I'm going to flip burgers and still open car doors and pick up the check when I want to.
Amen.
But also, in my household, women also break bread and make decisions. And our bosses and our CEOs and our moms and our teachers, like, women wear a lot of hats. Good men wear a lot of hats. And don't nobody tell me which hat. Anyone, we can all wear all the hats we want to, damn it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last question for you, exactly, Tyrus. You think that the social justice warrior movement, is there going to be a point where they overplay their hand on these issues?
They already have.
We've arrived.
They already have. And that's the thing. Like, these social justice warriors who go on this stuff and they like, I'm interested in the gender equality of men between the ages of 16 and 25 in a white privileged household. Like, nobody cares. Like, real people don't care about that stuff. We have to live real lives and just try to be right. And when there is, here's an idea. Here's a hint. Here's a little something to think about, justice warriors. How about just go after when someone's in a real situation? Justice warrior that. Don't make up stuff. Don't generalize because you're no better than the people. Like, listen, bad people stereotype.
Yeah.
Right? And then use those stereotypes to justify their bad behavior.
Yeah.
So justice warriors, you're trying to rewrite stereotypes to justify your good behavior. That makes you just as bad as the bad people.
Yeah.
Like, get your game right, man. Like, stay focused on yourself. That's, you know what? That's always the direction. As a teacher, respect your husband. As a former teacher, my biggest thing was focus on self, kids. Like, he's provoking me. Focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, if everybody focused on being a better self, would all be good. And we go back to, like, commercials that actually were about, hey, drink milk if you're thirsty. Water's good if you're hot. Razor's good if you're hairy. You know, your feet hurt? Here's some Dr. Souls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, let's just get back to the basics. I think we'll all be good.
Well, you know, Tyrus, I'm looking at an article right now on Fox News, and it says, the rise and continued rise of Fox Nation star Tyrus. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and if people want more of that, they can subscribe to Fox Nation and see your show on PC.
I didn't know that. I'm a star and I'm rising.
Breaking news right here. It says, wrestling with the issues. You see what they did there on Fox News?
Oh, yeah. Send that to me. I want to read that.
I will. It's by Victor Garcia. If it is, you report back. I want to hear from it first.
I'll be all over it.
All right. Tyrus, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
I'm serious. Send me that. I want to read it.
I'm going to send it to you right here on my break.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye, Tyrus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.